with the Battle of Jericho. Joshua with the Battle of Well, and the wars came. Joshua with the Battle of Jericho. 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 Joshua with the Battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling. Hallelujah. Joshua with the Battle of Joshua with the Battle of and the walls came tumbling down.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. We are grateful to God for the opportunity to magnify His name. If you have your Bible with you, will you please turn to the book of St. Luke, chapter 2. The book of St. Luke, chapter 2. Verse number 14. Just one verse, right quickly, and we will be teaching the Word of God briefly this morning. I encourage you to please pay attention. Thanks to all of our pastors, we appreciate you all. All of our deacons and deaconesses, we are grateful to all the leaders of our church ministry. Thanks for allowing God to use you to be a blessing. The book is St. Luke, chapter 2, verse number 14. The Bible said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill towards men." While you're still standing, let's pray. Our Father and our God, we are grateful for this season. Help us to remember that you are the reason for this season. Holy Spirit, we welcome you, and we thank you that you abode here. Speak to our heart, speak to our mind, speak to our soul. Help us to comprehend the heart of God. I pray that somebody will be blessed this morning. I pray that somebody will be saved. I pray for deliverance in this house. And let this Sunday be a day of miracles. We believe it and we receive it by faith in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Throughout the month of December, I'm going to be sharing and teaching on the subject of Christmas. And so this will be a series of teaching this month. And that series is titled The Message of Christmas. The Message of Christmas, Part 1. Each Sunday, I will take a major principle in the month of December to share with this congregation and this community. Specifically, on one Sunday, I will talk about peace. Another Sunday, I will talk about wisdom. We just don't want to learn about the wise men. There are wisdom that come from this season. Also, we're going to talk about worship. Because another thing you're going to notice during Christmas was that people, shepherds, angels, everybody was worshiping. Am I right about that? And we're also going to talk about Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So this is what I'll be sharing with you each Sunday. Today, the focus will be on peace. The shalom of God, peace. So if you need a topic for discussion, it's titled The Message of Christmas, Peace. My brothers, my sisters, when Jesus was born, an angel made an announcement, just like we heard some announcement this morning. And the announcement by that angel to everybody was glory to God in the highest. And then he said, concerning the earth, he said, on earth, peace. Guess where you are? Guess where I am? On earth. So it is the will of God for you to be at peace. That is one primary message of this season. My brothers, my sisters, I don't have to tell you that we live in a world that has no peace. If you don't believe me, ask yourself the question, why are people walking around with maids? Women. Because we live in a world where, as a woman, you can be attacked, you can be raped. No peace. Why are people walking around with guns? You're not hunting in the middle of the city. No peace. Why are nations fighting each other all over the world? No peace. Some of you even have your house with strong burglar bars. Why? No peace. Ladies and gentlemen, notice what the message of that angel is. It's a peace on earth. It did not say peace from earth. So if there's going to be peace on earth and it's not from earth, then there must be a source for it. I don't know about you. I don't want peace that is fake. I don't want peace that comes from human beings. I don't want plastic peace. Think about it. If your peace comes from people, when they get ready, they can take it away from you. So you need to make sure that you understand how to have peace with God. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want my peace to come from situations or from my circumstance, because situation may change and circumstance may change. That kind of peace comes and goes. Are you with me? In case you don't know, that's what happened to Solomon in the Bible. In case you don't know, Solomon had everything. He had money, he had power, he had wealth, he had women, he had all kinds of luxuries. And he died with no peace. Situation of peace. My brothers, my sisters, I want peace that the world don't give it to me. Then, I know then the world cannot take it away from me. Are you still here this morning? Christmas is about Jesus coming to this planet Earth. And when he arrived, the word of God let us know his name is the Prince of Peace. For those of you who are Bible scholar, there are 255 names. Names of God in the Bible. And one of them is that he is the Prince of Peace. So if you're here this morning and you can make an honest assessment of your situation and you can tell there is no peace, I want you to please pay attention. I will submit to you the number one problem in the world today is lack of peace. But this subject of peace is so important that the Bible talks about the peace of God 356 times in the Bible. Now, I don't know about you, I got some children just like you. If I have to tell them something 356 times, first of all, I don't have that kind of patience. I mean, they know, their mama know. No. If I get to tell you two times, you are out of tokens. So we're going to either have a come to Jesus meeting, or that house is too big for both of us. Somebody will have to leave. But God, in his grace and mercy, kept talking to us about the same subject 356 times about the peace that comes from God. And I will also submit to you the deepest longing of every human heart is to have peace. Just think about it. Why are people drinking alcohol? Don't look at your neighbor now. People are looking for peace. Why do people get on dope? One of the biggest challenges in our nation today is that we are busy fighting drugs. Where the truth be told, the drug will not come if you don't buy it. The real issue is why so much demand? Why are we creating a market? Hey, don't turn me up. I'm not a politician. I'm a servant of Almighty God. Think about it. Why do people commit suicide? Somebody would just take his own life. They're yearning for peace. They're yearning for peace. My brothers, my sisters, that's what happened to Solomon. Even though he had everything, but he messed up when he started to marry women from all over the world. And they bring all this strange religion, strange spirit. It was God who made him rich, but he messed up. And my brothers, my sisters, when you give yourself to witchcraft, you will have no peace. Just let that sink in. When you give your life, sometimes you think you're joining a club. They will package it as if this is just a social club. We just here to network. We just here to help each other. We just want to come together to have political power. When you give yourself to witchcraft, you will have no peace. True peace comes from God. I believe I'll say that again. True peace, true shalom come from God. In the book of Job, chapter 34, verse 29, Job received a revelation of what true peace is. Job said, when God giveth quietness, he said, no man can make trouble. In other words, when God gives you peace, no devil can take that away from you. Somebody open your mouth, shout, shalom. There are three kinds of shalom, three kinds of peace. How many did I say?
Three.
Make sure you have all three in your life. Hey, that's Sister Wilson. Praise God. There is a God somewhere. Bless you, woman of God. There are three kinds of peace. Number one, there is peace with God. Number two, there is peace from God. And of course, number three, there is peace of God. You need all three. Quickly, let's examine what the Bible have to say about that. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. The word of God says, therefore, having been justified, we have what?
Peace
with God. That's the first kind of peace. You need to be at peace with God. Let me ask you this question. Have you made peace with God? The reason why many of us are going through so much is because you have no peace with God. Please take note, there are 27 books in New Testament alone. Your pastor is a theologian. I'm sure by now you know. 18 of those books start out the book by saying, grace and peace to all the saints. The subject of peace is so important. 18 books out of 27 start their story about peace. Ladies and gentlemen, please notice, it's always grace and peace. And notice also that grace comes before peace. There's a lesson there, because the word of God says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, it says, by grace you are saved. So when I talk about having peace with God, I'm talking about you need to be under grace before you can have peace with God. That's why Jesus said, you must be born again. You cannot have peace without being saved. Any peace you have is fake, is pseudo peace, it won't last. I've tried it. Got a t-shirt to show for it. In all your getting, get understanding, you want a peace of God that will last. So the first base, if this was a life game of baseball, the first base, you have to have peace with God. You'll be amazed how many people are in the house of God, but they have not made peace with God. So I ask the same question. At the risk of sounding redundant, my question to you and everybody watching and listening on radio and live streaming, have you made peace with God? If you have not, today, while the blood is still running in your vein, make peace with God. It's not difficult. It's simply recognizing that you are a sinner. Amen. And ask God to forgive you. I know about that. I know what it is to be a sinner, so don't think you're alone. And a lot of these folks who are telling you they're holy, they're chief sinners. They have learned not to talk to me because I humble them with the word of God. What righteousness? Who are you? Most of the people that wrote the Bible,
come on now. All right. That's it.
They're murderers,
that's it.
Cheaters, adulterers. Apostle Paul said, I am chief among sinners. But humility will cause you to recognize, I'm not all that. I need God in my life. So peace with God is when you come before God and say, Lord, I know me and you know me. The rest of them don't know me. They're fooled by my three-piece suit. Have mercy on me. Creating me a clean heart. I want to be right with God. Ask him to forgive you. And also, ask God to come into your heart. And he said, if any man, any woman will open the door, he will come in. You need to make peace with God. Tell somebody, I got it. If you don't make peace with God after you heard this, heaven will remind you on so-so-so date, at so-so-so time, I sent you a funny talking preacher from Africa, and he told you that you need to make peace with God. You'll be held accountable. Then I told you that there is a second kind of peace that the Bible calls peace from God. Well, let's find it in the Word of God. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus was speaking about peace. He said, "Hello, everybody. Peace I leave with you." So there is a peace that comes from God. He goes on to say, "My peace I give unto you." So there is a peace that comes not from man. Yes, he told you he loved you. The Negro is lying. He don't even know how to love himself. But there is a peace. Oh, glory. I'm trying not to get too excited. That comes from God. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." Then he goes on to say, "This peace is not like the world." When you go to school and you graduate, you have peace. But it's only temporary. When you find a good person to fall in love with, you have peace. But it's just for a little while. I'm trying to help somebody. You got promoted on the job. You have some peace. But it's only temporary. But there is a peace, a kind of peace that only God can give you. And it will last you a lifetime. What is my message? You cannot have true peace without God. You know how we sing? Without God, I could do nothing. It took me a while before I get it. Without him, I will fail. Once you come to realize that all this fake peace, like Solomon said, I tried it, it's all fake, it's vanity. Then you will seek peace that comes from God. When I was struggling on this subject, I thought that people are the one hindering my peace. I thought if I can just work on my schedule. I was reading various books that teach you how to manage your time. You only have 24 hours. There are books that teaches you what should be your priority, how you manage that time. I thought if I can just get hold of my schedule, I will be at peace. In fact, at some point, I thought it was my career. I got some lawyers in the house. They will tell you it's a stressful job. It's very demanding. It's not for lazy people. So I blame it on my career. I found out No. True peace is not from people. It's not from your job. It's not from houses or land. True peace will come from God. What I need is peace from God. What I need is peace of God. Many people cannot receive peace because they're expecting perfection on earth. Are you listening to me this morning? Please take note. When Jesus came, he did not show up with power. When he was born, everybody was expecting a mighty Messiah with all the army. Everybody, demonstration of power. He did not show up with power. He showed up in diaper. True peace doesn't mean everything will be perfect in your life. So when you find yourself going through, don't think God is against you. My message to you is that peace is not that God delivers you from everything. True peace is when he meets you in whatever you're going through. Can you see me this morning? If you don't believe me, think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. God did not just prevent them from going to the fire, but he met them in the fire. Trying to help you to understand what it means to have peace that comes from God. And he may not come even when you want him. But peace that comes from God will sustain you even in the midst of storm. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. Oh, but I've been through some storm. But the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, it will sustain you in your hospital bed. You can't be in bed, and my cousin didn't come and see me. Your cousin is not your peace. Oh, those church members, none of them really, you see, you treat me. Oh, glory. There is a peace that comes from God. Even on your dying bed, while everybody is screaming and yelling, you'll be at peace. The peace that comes from God. Ladies and gentlemen, look at Daniel in that lion's den. God did not prevent him from going into the lion's den. But before he get there, God himself was waiting. The lions that were supposed to kill him, they became his cushion pillows. I'm talking about peace that comes from God. Once you have peace with God, you become a candidate for peace that comes from God. Remember Paul and Silas? Locked up in Philippian jail. They still had peace. I don't know what you're dealing with right now. Stop all the religion. I wish God would cancel this. I wish God would remove this. No, God may not remove it, but he will meet you right there. the peace from God is knowing that you're not going through it all by yourself. Somebody shout shalom. See, my honest definition of success, I found out, is not how much education you have. I tried that. It's not how many titles. I tried that. I got so many titles, I can't even keep up with it. Apostle Paul called it all dung. My brothers, my sister, I discovered true success in life is when you have peace. Are you listening to me this morning? It's more than your progress in life. It's more than your accomplishment in life. One of the evidence that you can look to know that you are at peace is when you've met Jesus. I didn't say when you come to church. The day you have an encounter with God, it will change your worldview. It will change your perception. It will change the way you live. I'm talking about peace that comes from God. That's what David said. He made me to lie down. I didn't have enough sense to lie down. He make me. Raymond, I was working so much, I was going to kill myself. He made me to lie down so he can restore my soul. Ah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. God will give you peace even when you have no sense to get peace. Just think about it. What is it that you have that non-Christians don't have? Just let that soak in. What is it that you have that others in the world, you can't say education, everybody can get that. You can say, I got me a house and two cats. You're right. Everybody can get that. But when it comes to peace of God, the world cannot duplicate it. Are you still here? The peace that comes from God, or the peace of God, I wish I have time to teach this because he's in Philippians 4. The first thing Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 4, he said, rejoice. In his thought always. Rejoice. He said, just in case I'm just running my mouth. Again, I say rejoice. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And just in case, oh, maybe I didn't understand Pastor, his accent, maybe he didn't make, he said again, I say, rejoice. This was a brother locked up in jail, shackles in his feet, chains in his hand. And while others were trying to cry for him, he said, no, you need to rejoice. And again, I say, don't think I just don't understand. Oh, I'm losing my mind. Again, I say, rejoice. You keep on reading, you get to verse 6. He said, be careful for nothing. Somebody's getting delivered this morning. It took me a long while before I get it. You'll be amazed how many Christians are consumed with fear, how many Christians are consumed with anxiety. Folks can't even sleep at night. How many times you have to get up to go pee? For God's sake. You know what is missing? You need peace. You just need a pastor like this that will keep it real. You need peace. I need peace. All of God's children need peace. That is why Paul is saying, be careful. Don't be anxious about nothing. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And guess what comes? Peace be to God. You can come to church. You cannot say you're a Christian and you don't come to prayer meeting. You cannot be going through life 24 hours, day after day, and you spend less than 10 minutes in prayer. You have no peace. He's saying, don't be anxious for nothing. But in everything, he gives you three things you need to do. Number one, prayer. And you don't show up. But you rather call the pastor. Pastor, oh, I'm going through. I know it before you call me. You just need a pastor that loves you enough to let you know why. By prayer. And sometimes the devil would lie to you. Oh, Rev, I just don't like the way the leader, the person who is praying, he's just screaming too much. See, you going straight to hell. Dayton William cannot stop me from going to heaven. Shirley Jovian will not be my excuse for not going to. Stop all the excuses. Find your way. You see this, bro? Oh, man, I don't want to pray with Edison. Edison cannot stop you. I don't come to pray because of Edison or because of Dayton or because of Shirley. I need peace. And the Bible, if you really want peace for yourself, if you really want peace for your children, if you really want peace on your job, if you really want peace in your finance, if you really want peace in your health, get your behind to pray. By prayer. Item number two, supplication. Item number three, thanksgiving. Some of you, the only time you pray is before you eat. And then you're so hurried to get Papa. In Jesus' name. Somebody's going to make heaven in this house. And what is thanksgiving? Every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is when you learn to worship, when you learn to thank God, when you learn to praise God, when you learn to be grateful. You wake up in the morning, you move your leg, Lord, I thank you. You open your eyes, you can see, glory be to God. You see, you are still clothed in your right mind. Oh, glory. Every now and then they get on my case in the house. They say, what's wrong with you? I say, well, if you know what I know. Reverend, I've been, the was messing me so much that I have learned to be thankful. I'll be looking for my glasses and I'm wearing it. I say, Lord, have mercy. Oh, you don't know like I know. He is me. I'm looking for my phone. I say, hey, I tell my wife, where's my phone? Why are you hiding my phone? And the phone is in my hand. Oh, glory. I got to thank him. Every time I wake up, Lord, I thank you. Every time I'm closing my right mind, Lord, I thank you. Every time I'm able to open up my eyes, I can see, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for my finances. Thank you for food on the table. Thank you for cloth on my back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, I got to thank you. The choir is singing their hearts out. The worship team is singing. They are your cheerleader. And then you sit down. What kind of church is this? And you say, well, we are Baptist. I almost said to hell with you. Forget all this denominational mess. Forget all this religion. If you want to have true peace, the Bible says you got to pray. You got to supplicate before God. You got to be thankful. Every time the choir begins to sing, you don't even need to know what they're going to sing about. Before they sing, get out and say, oh, Lord, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I praise you. Oh, Lord, I'm grateful. Many people are in their grave right now, but you are still in the land of the living. A lot of people are under the ground. You are now above the ground. Do I have any thankful people in the house? As God has been good to you, has he made a way for you? Has he been a shelter in time of storm? Did he watch over your children? Did he pay your bill? Has he ever healed your body? Somebody say, thank you. Everybody stand to your feet. I pray that every one of us in this house, we will make peace with God. I pray for every one of you who has made peace with God. You will go after peace that comes from God. It's not like the world gives it. Even when rent are due, you can still come in here and shout because you have peace of God. The book says, by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. If you have a request this morning, I want to pray with you before you leave. You say, by prayer, supplication. You know what supplication is? Request. Why will you come to church and you do have a request and it was time for us to altar prayer and you sit down? I don't understand that. You would think anybody with common sense, when the Bible says with supplication, you'll be the first in the altar. I come from a country when there was altar call, God is my witness, people will be running. If you don't believe me, talk to some of you. Matt has been in Africa, Terrence has been in Africa. You run. You guys become so dignified. And the devil is having a field day. We need peace. I'm the pastor of this church. When it's altar call, you see me run to the altar. You think I'm going to let my clothes fool me? Or let my position? Some people call me professor. Some people call me attorney. Some people call me doctor, bishop, pastor. None of that will save me. I need peace with God. door of the church is open. Somebody, if you're here and you say, Lord, I just want to be thankful. I just want to thank you. Oh, you don't know like I know how much is done for me. I'm just thankful. Just grateful. I'm just grateful. I can't help myself. That's why I can't.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
All the blessings.
My soul to bless the Lord. I commend my soul to bless the Lord. I commend my soul to bless the Lord. I commend my soul.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church Family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
Last verse. How many know the Lord has been faithful to you?